Just before we begin, it's obviously a very emotional moment right now. So usually when we, for the guys in the back here, can everyone hear? No? Good. Very good. Okay. Usually at the beginning of Zman, so I don't know if anyone actually noticed, but usually right before I open up my Gemara, so I stand by my shtender for a minute or two, and I say a perket tehillim, that we should be matzliach, the Zman should go well. So today probably would have been appropriate to say the entire sefer tehillim. We have so much to daven for. And we need so much to the Shemaya that this Zman should go well for all of us. So even though, Baruch Hashem, it's not really literally the beginning first day of this Zman, we've been learning, you know, fairly strong since the very beginning of Elul. Clearly it's a different dimension of Zman, at least for many of us, and even those who were still on Zoom, it's still a little bit of a different dimension. Hopefully, Baruch Hashem, for all of us, that the Shia is going to be primarily live right now. So not that it wasn't like before, it was a little live, but it was a very, very small version. Now Baruch Hashem, we're back in the yeshiva. So it's really a tremendous sense of trepidation that we ask the Kiddush Baruch to wish him Metzliach. And it's also a tremendous sense of a Akaras HaTov, both in terms of to HaKadosh Baruch, of course, first and foremost, from giving us the opportunity, and a tremendous Akaras HaTov to the yeshiva, for all the people who have worked, Vanan Hala, you know, literally around the clock for the last 8 months in order to put this into practice, and especially Yishkach to all of you, the assistants, and all the Bachurim have coming and joined us. So we hope, Mitzvah Hashem, to continue that this Lima should be a little ashamed of all Tiferes. So let's just put the final touches on the previous sugya and then get moving into the next sugya for today. Those are usually our famous last words. Sometimes when I say we're going to put the final touches on a sugya, that could be an hour and a half final touches, but we'll see. We'll see how long it takes us. An hour and a half it won't, because mincha has to be at 2:30. So it'll be maybe an hour. We'll see how long it goes. So we left off yesterday with the Maram Chalavas Kasha, and we're spending almost more time on what the Maram Chalavas Kasha was, and what the Maram Chalava said he's not going to ask. The whole premise of the Maram Chalavas question is, Rashi's Yisoid in Bittul. Rashi says that Bittul Chometz and Tashbisu are synonymous, and Bittul is not a chalois in the Imamin, it's not any stretch of the imagination, it's Nishke Nefke. What Bittul Chometz is Mashvas of Chometz Ke'afediara. I take a piece of pizza, and the Torah gives me an unbelievable kayach to turn pizza into dirt. And that is the only reason why I'm not over by Rabbi Matzeh, because it's not chametz. So frek the Maram Chalava, the same kayach that I have to turn pizza into dirt vis-a-vis by Rabbi Matzeh, why can't I do the same thing for twofold? I can do the same thing vis-a-vis the Isser Hanon chametz, and you know what? L'chayra, I can do the same thing vis-a-vis the Isser Bachilus chametz. If it's dirt, there's no issue to eat dirt. If it's dirt, there's no issue to be nina from dirt. So Ram Chalava turns the tables on us and says, if Bittul Chometz can turn pizza into dirt vis-a-vis by Rabbi Matzeh, what can it work for Chilat Hanon? So even though Ram Chalava is on a roll and asking these two kashas, he backs down from one of the kashas. He stops himself short in his tracks and he says, Achilas Mishkin Kasha. Nobody would ever ask such a kasha about Achilas Chometz. You know why? Because even though through your Bittul you turned it into dirt, but by re-eating it, you're machshiv it back into the chametz again. Now, apparently the Maram Chalava, when he tones down his kasha from achila, but he does proceed full force, full steam ahead with his kasha from hanah, he is assuming that that principle of achshive, that principle that you could be machshiv something that was dirt just a moment ago and transform it back into oichel, that can only be accomplished through achila, not through hanah. The fact that I feed it to my dogs, that is not an act of achshive. But the fact that I eat the pizza for lunch, that does constitute achshive. So you can question how the Maram Chalava knew that, but he's not the only one who draws that distinction. The Rush drew that identical distinction at the beginning of the second parable. Where the Rush tells us when you have chametz that's nifso mechilas kelev, and you go ahead and you eat it, that's a problem, achshive. You feed it to your dogs, I guess the dogs can eat it anyway, it's nifso mechilas kelev, you nana from it, that's okay. So the same way that the Maram Chalava and our sugya accepted that distinction, that achshavei only is accomplished through achila, not through hanah, it's identical to what the Rosh said in the second parak himself. So great, gavaldik, meridik, that's the question of the Maram Chalava. He differentiated between achila and hanah. He's mamash in sync, mamash in line with the Rosh's reasoning. But then at the very end of Shia yesterday, we came to the realization, The Baram Chalav is not identical to the Rosh, any stretch of the imagination. I'll tell you why. Does anybody have any reason to believe that the Baram Chalav is not asking a question on the level of the Araisa? Absolutely not. Of course he's asking the Araisa. He's posing a challenge to Rashi. He's not asking some Chumad Rabbana that we're making up Yishmeayin. He's asking on the level of the Araisa, if you Rashi are right, the Tashbisu is turning pizza into dirt, so the Minhag Torah, it should be mutter to be nana from chametz. It's still lost to eat it, but it should be mutter to be nana. The whole thrust of Ram Chalav's kasha is definitely on the level of the Araisa. He is not talking to Rabbanim. Ram Chalav is not writing a sefer about the Rabbanim in Masechet Pesachim. He's addressing real, bona fide klolim of the Araisa, and on the level of the Araisa, he's accepting the principle of Achshavei. Therefore, his question is only from Hananah from Achila. So that distinction, the shteitim ram chalava between achila and hanoah viz v'yachshavei, is a deraisa dikasvara. It's not a made up chumim in the rabbanon, it's a deraisa dikasvara. That is a problem. There is a penalty marker down on that. And I'll tell you what the flag is all about. The Taz, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, writes that there is no way anybody could say achshavei is a din deraisa. The Rosh who said achshavei, but Hilchos Pesachim, the Rosh, that's quoted in Halacha and Achshavei and other areas of Halacha, argues the Taz, there's no way in a million years that could be a Din Deraisa, and I bring a Raya Brura. Anyone know the Taz, the Ruchas Yom Kippurim? Anyone can figure out what the Raya is? Bring me a Raya Brura, like the Taz, that Achshavei can never ever be a Svar Deraisa. Remember Mishnah Yisra Masech Yuma? What does it say in the Eprech of Yuma? Ochal, Ochlin She'en Ruin Le'achila, on Yom Kippur, what's the Din? If I eat some miserable, horrible, repulsive tasting food, what's the din in Yom Kippur? What does the Mishnah say? No? Anyone? Zoom guys, anybody, what does it say? Potter. It says you're potter. Frektataz, why are you potter? Why should you be potter? Typically what? Achshavei. Even though the food mitam atzmo is repulsive, but you're eating it, and by you're eating it, you're being machshavet. Says the Taz, on korach al zevim from now, you see from here that the entire svar v'achshavei mitchila v'yatzayif is a chumim mit derabon, and it's not a din mit deraisa. It never was deraisa, never will be deraisa, never can be deraisa. It's all a chumra on the level of the rabbanon. Zoi shteit the Taz. So therefore, when the Rosh said achshavei by chometz, that's only a chumah midrabanan. But what would the Baram Chalav respond to that raya from the Taz? The Baram Chalav is clearly talking about the raya. So we have read this Baram Chalav. No? Come on, leave a little class participation here, guys. Come on, let's go. Even behind the mask, I see some life. Okay? So no, the Baram Chalav was dealing clearly with the raya, correct? So when you read this Baram Chalav, you realize he's talking the raya. You remember in the deep recesses of your mind, there's a Mishnah Maseches Yuma that you learned one night after davening Ma'ariv and Yom Kippur. You sat around and learned Mishnayis of Yom Kippur. So you remember the Mishnah says, so you realize right away, isn't that a kash against the Maram Chalava? Everyone, I assume those were the wheels that were turning everyone's head. Notice what's the answer. How would the Maram Chalava respond to that Raya of the Taz? Who thinks that's a good Raya? Show of hands, who thinks that Raya of the Taz is a convincing Raya? I saw it, babe, half a hand up. Yeah. Oh! So comes Rabbeinu Manoyach, Ben Manoyach, one of the Bishayim, one of the Perush in the Rambam. We have parts of it in certain parts of Rambam. One of the Chachmei Narvona. Comes Rabbeinu Manoyach and says, Yom Kippur! It brings me a raya for Yom Kippur. You bring me a raya for Yom Kippur to call it Tarakula. Zok to Rabbeinu Manoyach. You want to know why Eichlin She'enem Re'uyim is Potter and Yom Kippur? Because it doesn't ruin the Inui. It's not a bit like Inui. So it's much shayach to talk about being chayav and Yom Kippur. Eichlin She'enem Re'uyim, you're as miserable, you're as hungry as you were beforehand. You're as famished as you were before you ate the rotten meat. So comes Rabbeinu Manoyach and says, against the Taz, Rabbeinu Manoyach was a Rishon, he predated the Taz. Taz didn't have Rabbeinu Manoyach, he can't hold responsible to hold, no, if Rabbeinu Manoyach, he didn't have Rabbeinu Manoyach. But that was the Taz brought a Raya from Yom Kippur, Zetman from Do'a Kol Tarakula, Achshavei Zolim Midi Rabbanon, Rabbeinu Manoyach will respond, Na Makatom, Actually, it's a din deraisa. Turns out it's a din deraisa. I mean, but Yom Kippur it can't be true, Minatayra, because Yom Kippur is a din of inoy, and lemais you can't change the facts. Inoy is a reflection of the facts on the ground. Either you are breaking the inoy, you're not breaking the inoy. So when all the dust settles, the Baruch Chalava's premise is correct. His Yisoid is right. That he has a very, very shtak akasha. Why isn't it mutter to be ne nefim chametz and Pesach after Bittul? To ask the kasha, why isn't it mutter to eat chametz? That's a silly kasha, says the Baruch Chalava. Because Achshavei is going to kill it for you. And Achshavei is a din min haTorah sometimes. So Achshavei called to Rakul, according to the Baruch Chalava's Diraisa. Achshavei on Yom Kippur is only a Dirabon. According to the Taz, Achshavei is always a Dirabon. So we have really three shittas in Rishonim. What a take on Achshavei is. You have one opinion in the Rosh and Pesach, which says it doesn't exist. The Eichlin Shein Ru'im is Takav Mutini. Chomet Shein Nifsal Bechlas Kav is Mutl Chel Chilat Eid. There's no such thing as Achshavei at all. Nishin Yom Kippur, Nishin Kal Terekula. That's one extreme. Then you have the middle ground, which is probably Shein Nisarash, as presented by the Taz. Achshavei is a Dimmit Dirabonan across the board. Beim Yom Kippur, Beim Bechomet, Beim Bechol Terekula. Then you have the third possibility, which is Maram Chalav and the Rebbeinu Manoach, that Achshavei is a Din D'Araisa in other areas of Halacha, but a fall short in terms of Yom Kippur. Just as an aside, before we put the grand finale on the Maram Chalava, what our take is on Achshavei, when we think Achshavei is a Din D'Araisa, Din D'Rabbanan, will impact us a little bit in the following. We have real shahs of Achshavei all the time. Everyone ever take Tylenol? What do you think is inside Tylenol? You don't think there's any tray for food in Tylenol? You don't think there's any trapers in the hive? No one ever takes medicine? You don't take medicine? Every medicine is under the OU? How do you know what's inside the medicine? It could be there's trapers in there. It's very possible there's trapers in there. What's the answer? It tastes terrible. It tastes miserable. So is that a matter or not? So is it mutal chetchila to take tray for food that tastes bad? So chara, according to the first opinion of the Rosh, it's mutal chetchila. But according to the second opinion, according to the Rosh himself, it's a problem with the Rabbanon. According to the Baruch Chalava, it may even be a problem with the Raisa. So how can we defend taking tray for medicines? So the Sefer Yad Avram, and his notes in your idea, we spoke about this a little bit last year, the Yad Avram writes that the Medvam Mumurim Achshavei is a problem. That's only if you're Machshavei B'tar Sachila. It means if I'm mamish eating it, that's called Achshavei. The fact that I'm using it for something, the fact that it's going down my throat, the fact that I'm being nene from it in other ways. Remember, what does it say in the Baruch Chalava? You don't say Achshavei and Hano. Achshavei is only on a Maisa Achila. Says the Yad Avram, it's only called Achshavei when there's Kavanas Achila. If your intent is to eat it, that's called Achshavei. So the Moshe, the guy sits down to dinner to an absolute rotten piece of steak. The steak is ruined, it's been spoiled, rancid, out of the fridge for weeks. He sits down, puts out a little napkin, takes out his knife and fork, eats it. A geschmack, moiridik. Moiridik. It's a bad thing to do these days to cough. We don't want to fake a cough. He eats his meat, mamish besimcha v'tuv levav, even though it tastes miserable. Dos is achshavei. According to Maram Chalav, it's a der aisa. According to Rosh, it's der abana. But if the guy really doesn't want to eat this Tylenol, he's not eating the Tylenol for dinner. He takes the Tylenol because he has a headache, and the doctor said, take the Tylenol and call me in the morning. He's taking this pill because the doctor told him you better take it, else you're not going to feel better. He doesn't want to take it. He'd much rather not have the Tylenol. That's not Kavanas Achila. That's for Achshavei. That's not called Achshavei. That's a Chiddush for Yad Avram. So that's a big machlokes apoiskim. So the Sheikh Isaiah disagrees with that. Big machlokes achorim. So many people who permit the taking of all kind of trash medicines are relying on this Yad Avram. So this is a poor thing because, again, according to... We usually take the approach, well, Achshavei is on a Dirabanan anyway, who cares? It's only a Shavu Dirabanan, so you know, it can be very, very makeable on Achshavei. According to this Maram Chalava, not so simple. Achshavei and Yom Kippur is a Dirabanan, but Achshavei called Terkul, maybe a Diraisa. Everything's going to be Mutter. So it's Nifsa Mechila. According to Chometz, it has to be Nifsa Mechila's Kelaf, called Terkul, it has to be Nifsa Mechila's Son. So by saying, so we, yeah.
Can we? With the din of Ashley, like Kobe said yesterday, that the Maram Chalava is deoraisa because he's like it's kind of in a sense mevatling his bittul because he's showing that actual food is food, as opposed to the Rosh says it's derabanan in case where it's not.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna get back to the Maram Chalava in a second. We're gonna get back to the final point that's maybe related to what you're asking. Very good, excellent. So again, let's just see where we're up to just in terms of the last conclusion of Maram Chalava. So he posed the kasha according to Rashi. How could Pitul be make it into offer? If it works to make it into offer vis-a-vis by Rav Ibotze, it should work like Abe Achil and Hana. So Achil, he scaled back with the question. He didn't get too tzitz with the kasha about Achil, but the question of Hana still is Amib Kaimai. So he's really, really bothered with that no kasha. So what's the answer? Zotman Chalava. You want to know why being nehne from the chametz poses a problem? Because when you're nehne from chametz, you're mevatel, you're chayzeh mebitulcha. I didn't say achshive. I didn't say achshive. If you have something which is intrinsically rotten, spoiled chametz, as nifsa mechilas kelev, being nehne from that chametz is not called achshive. It's a gemara. The gemara says, choychad esmane mutban alech esmane. We saw the gemara yesterday, psach chaf alef. So everybody agrees that being nana from something is not an act of achshave. But what being nana is a chazar mibitulai. And once you chayze mibitulai, so then the bitul is bottom. And we already have precedent for that. Who remembers? Who was the first one this year? Back in the beginning of Chesh El. Back way, way, way back. Back in HaTorah. Who was the first great mefarish? I didn't say Risha, that's the Achazay. The first great Mefarish who told us that the concept of being Chayzim and Bitulo exists in Halacha. Who remembers? Who's the one? Who said it? Who said it? Who remembers? Who remembers? Who says it? The Bartanur, the Ra, the Bartanur. The Bartanur Mishnah is to answer the famous Kasha, what do you need? B'tikis chametz by Rav Motze. He tells this bomb kasha against Rashi. You little chazar guys, come on, let's go. Just because you haven't had a bechini yet, doesn't mean you have to chaz a little bit. Rashi says, let's walk with it together, boys. You know, Rashi says, b'tikis chametz is for what purpose? For to avoid violating by Rav Motze. Frak the rishayim. Aye, but Pitul accomplishes that. So what is by Rav? What is b'tikav to by Rav Motze? So the Bartanura said, the reason for b'dika is to make sure that the person is in chayze mibitulai, because it's so easy to be chayze. Last week I just said bitul, today I'll just cancel the bitul right now. So that idea of being mevatel bitulcha makes a lot of sense according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it's ridiculous. It can't be mevatel afkercha. But according to Rashi, the bitul chometz was simply a mindset, or maybe even words, whatever it was, it's ki'afa dihara. Easy come, easy go. And the minute that I'm a vatil, my bitl, the bitl is bottle. And then I'm subsequently going to be a violation by Rabbi Motzi. Zogt, the Rabbi Chalava, Rabbi Chalava is a rishon, he predated the Batanura. He says, that's the reason why you're not allowed to be nene mechometz. Because when you're nene mechometz, that's a raya brewery, that's not bitl anymore. What's one bitl? What do you mean it's bitl? What kind of bitl is that? You're mevatel bitulcha. I didn't say achshave. If you're dealing with something which is physically not royal kachne achil anymore, it's nifsa mechilas kelev. So yes, an act of achila will be an achshave deraisa. I know I won't. But I'm not going down the good of achshave zok the marim chalava. I'm going down a different word. The word is a bitl of the bitl. So even hano can declare the bitl of bitl. Why is being nene from something the ultimate steer to bitl? Why is that a bitl of your bitl? Why is it? What is it? What is it about being nana something that's the bitl of your bitl? So if you look at the Rambam in Perek Beis, with the Rambam, very, very long, long, long presentation as to what bitl chometz is all about. Anyone have a Rambam in front of them? Perek Beis, Lucha Beis? No, anyone read me a Rambam, Perek Beis, Lucha Beis? No, come on, you guys got a computer, no? What? You got, who's got it? Who's got it? Somebody read it to me. Perbez Lochabez. I got it on my phone also in a second. Perbez Lochabez, no? No one's got a Rambam. Let me see what's Nevesh for Torah. It takes 20 minutes to find a Rambam.
Perbez Lochabez?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it. Read Lochabez. Listen, guys, listen carefully. Finished. What was the last words of the Rambam? The grand finale of the Rambam. Tzerech Klal. The Rambam defines, the Rambam defines Bittul as a Dabash Ein Bei Tzerech. Vice Tois, that if you find the Tzerech for it, that's a steer to your Bittul. That's the ultimate undermining of Bittul. The very essence of Bittul is the declaration, is the mindset of Ein Bei Tzerech Klal. If you are finding meaning in it, you're finding Tzerech in it, does this nish Bittul anymore? And since Rashi holds that Bittul is nitan to be in his Bartel, that's the problem being Nani Mechamas Dacha Bitula. So Rabbi Sai, we can see him as Shittas Rashi, at least for now. Rashi's basic side is that Bittul Chometz is the mitzvah of Tashbisu, it's Ka'afar Diara, and there are so many ramifications that stem from this Rashi. Rashi Shita impacts not only what Bittul is, it impacts when Bittul is, it impacts whether it's Shevel Tasa versus Sukkum Vasei, it impacts the relationship between Bittul and between Tashbisu and Bairavei Motzei in terms of being Nitakli Asei, not being Nitakli Asei. It impacts on the presentation of the Marachlavas Kasha vis-a-vis Hano and his lack of Kasha vis-a-vis Achila. So much emanates from Shittas Rashi. But let's not forget about saying, as great as Rashi Shita is, and although the Rambam also eye to eye with Rashi in this one, the Hilchos Gebalei HaTosfos disagreed with Rashi and had an entirely different picture of what Bittul is all about. And now we move, let's jump to the next sugya, where we begin to tackle Bittul from a totally different vantage point through the eyes of the Hilchos Gebalei HaTosfos. So we get our new recording on.